Hello, everyone. Welcome to eCommerce Deep Dive. I am Nate Hogle, Senior Director here at MediaMux on the Performance eCommerce team with this month's episode of Monthly Amazon Insights for the month of May 2022. It is June 13th here in Seattle. It is middle of January, as we've all come to know and love it. We might break 59 degrees this afternoon, so fingers crossed on that front. But looks like we have 6 updates for the month of May on our Amazon news and trends, 2 each in the general, catalog, and advertising categories. So let's stop talking about the weather and I will jump into this month's updates. Starting off with our general category, Amazon opens first brick and mortar apparel store. So in late May in Los Angeles, Amazon opened Amazon Style, first of its kind brick and mortar retail fashion store, offering brands such as Adidas, Calvin Klein, as well as a list of additional previously online-only product lines. Equipped with innovative technology, shoppers can use their Amazon shopping app to set up fittings, be notified when fittings are available, and additional sizes and colors available while fitting, as well as a variety of simple and fast payment options that Amazon customers have come to know and love. Amazon Style attempts to blend Amazon's online and offline shopping experience, giving shoppers the option to order online and pick up in store, make easy returns, and access in-store purchases in the Amazon app. This is the latest example of Amazon's foray into the brick and mortar spaces. It is their first fashion-only shop to launch, so that is somewhat interesting and noteworthy. More of these stores are scheduled to be launched around the country throughout this year, and we'll have updates when relevant and be shared in this space. New Alexa shopping list feature gives you cash back. Launched in May, Alexa shopping list savings is a new feature for Amazon's digital assistant that allows you to collect coupons in the Alexa app for items that you have added to your shopping list. The savings are then added up and returned back to the customer in the form of an Amazon gift card within a few days of purchase. Once shoppers have made their trip to the store, they can upload their receipt and scan the barcodes of eligible items to the Alexa app to obtain their rebate. Offers are brand specific and are not tied to specific retail outlets. Amazon is very forthright about using this specific information that shoppers are supplying through the app, stating that any data uploaded may be shared with Amazon's service providers. So very much on the nose there, telling us exactly what they're doing with our data, which is great. I mean, grocery is a retail category that Amazon has yet to truly dominate. However, through programs such as Alexa Shopping List Savings, there are clearly gathering signals and positioning themselves to become more prevalent in the space above and beyond their Whole Foods investments. Moving into the catalog section now, free transparency codes for 1 year. Brands can now receive 1 year of free transparency codes for every new product enrolled in the transparency program now through the end of the year. As a refresher for those out there, transparency allows you to label every unit of your product line with a unique scannable barcode. Brands whose products meet the eligibility requirements are encouraged to take advantage of this promotion, especially if transparency is a program you have been considering for a while or in the past. At a typical standard rate of 1 to 5 cents per code, the brand savings could be significant. And for those looking to take advantage, you might want to use this opportunity to onboard the program and all of its benefits into your e-commerce operations. Next on our list, prep chargeback rates are changing. The new rates have been updated to reflect the current cost of preparation to ensure that all products are safe for customers and are sent to Amazon in a timely, safe, and receivable manner. New rates went into effect on June 1st, and a full list of updates can be found in the chargeback help section of Vendor Central. We highly recommend that internal operations teams review these charges and changes to understand how these rates will impact each individual brand. Nothing you want to be surprised by, so we highly recommend everyone go check out those new rates in Vendor Central. Moving on now to the advertising section of this month's insights, engage customers with interactive audio ads. Last month, a new feature called interactive audio ads was rolled out to brands with Amazon-managed DSP accounts. In this ad mode, when listeners hear an interactive audio advertisement they're interested in while listening to Amazon Music on an Alexa-enabled device, they can simply reply to the Alexa call to action by voice to take actions such as adding an item to their cart, requesting more info via email, or setting a reminder without disrupting their streaming audio content. This is a streamlined version of a previously existing technology that allowed for interaction with the ad. However, now the customer no longer has to remember and repeat the full title of the item they're interested in, but instead have a more natural way to engage with their device to perform better, further product research, or to simply purchase the item outright, currently only available to those who have Amazon managed DSP accounts. But as with most of Amazon's soft launches, we expect access to expand over the coming months. Last for this month, to wrap up our advertising section and our episode today, registration open for Unboxed 2022. Amazon's annual advertising conference, Unboxed, is now open for registration. Being held in New York City in October, Unboxed offers advertisers new solutions and innovations to help brands of all sizes connect with customers, grow their brand, and prepare their paid media strategies for the future. Certainly on the agenda for this year's conference will be many discussions regarding Amazon Marketing Cloud and additional sessions on how Amazon is using machine learning to shape and scale advertising solutions that are both flexible and effective for marketers. This will be the first time the event has been held in person since prior to the pandemic, but virtual attendance is also an option for those who can't make it out there. And as with most Amazon events, we highly recommend attendance to this opportunity. It is noted for both brands, small and large, so please don't think that it would not be relevant to you or your business. This is your great opportunity to speak with those folks directly in the building, and they have a lot of insights and opportunities for learnings of all paid media activities on Amazon. So they're great opportunities to meet with some really great people in a really fast-paced setting. We highly recommend that out there to anyone who can attend. And that's what we have for this month of May 2022 for Amazon Insights News and Trends. Although this month was a little quiet on the update and insights track, June is already off to a great start. So tune back in July, where we'll have more Amazon Insights and updates to share with all of you. Really appreciate everyone listening this month. Cheers and have a great day.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of E-commerce Deep Dive. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. And if you get a chance, go in and leave us a review. It would help out a lot. Thanks so much.